This is Degaris Masculist MGTOW Flyers. That is 2-3-page essays on the themes of masculism and MGTOW, written by and read aloud by Prof. Dr. Hugo Degaris. This is flyer number 216, entitled... Just a minute. An unwanted window popping up. Just a minute. Entitled Female Intellectual Inferiority, Basic Facts. Description. This flyer lists how men are intellectually superior to women, thus providing intellectual ammunition to be memorized by men who are fed up with the assignant fairy PC bullshit coming from feminazi propaganda. Men can use their superior intelligences and much more verbally violent abilities to blow away these feminazi bitches. Flyer itself. Female intellectual inferiority, basic facts. Women are the inferior sex. Men outperform women at the top end of the scale in virtually any measurable quantity. This flyer is devoted to providing proof and intellectual ammunition to men who are fed up with the assignant fairy PC bullshit of the feminazis, so that men can harangue back at the fluffy feminist hypocrites with masculist ideas using superior male intelligence and verbal violence. The basic facts in bulleted form are provided first, followed by some elaboration. 1. Men have 10 billion more neurons in their brains than women. 2. The average male IQ is about 4 points higher than the average female IQ. 3. Males have a 10% higher IQ variance than women. 4. Men have won 99% of the science Nobel Prizes. 5. Males have a much higher level of testosterone in their blood. 6. The female contribution to world intellect is a few percent at best. 7. Women invent almost nothing, create almost nothing, build almost nothing. If you're confronted by an arrogant feminazi bitch who genuinely believes her feminist propaganda that women are superior to men, then you can prick her assignant arrogance with the above facts that you would do well to memorize, since they may be useful to you. Personally, I get really pissed by assignant, that is, ignorant of science, unable to reason scientifically, fairies, that is, living in a fairyland, believing what they want to believe without evidence, feminazis, who live in their PC fairyland. So the masculine scientist in me, that is, the PhD, full research professor, smashes these feminazi bitches with real masculine venom, with male logic and factuality. I hate PCers. I hate their values. I care more for realities than diplomatic lies. I'm PR, politically realist, and have no qualms saying things like, blacks are the dumbest people in the world, Jews are history's most hated people, the genii are males, for the simple reason that all three statements are true, as shown by the scientific evidence and by the historical realities. So here are the elaborations of the above seven basic facts of male intellectual superiority over women. 1. Men have 10 billion more neurons in their brains than women. It's well known in neuroscience that women's brains have about 10% less volume than men's. It's less well known that brain cells of a given type, for example, neurons, glia, have the same size across all mammals. From this, one can easily deduce that men have 10% more brain cells in their skulls than women. That is about 10 billion more. So it's to be expected that men can do things that women can't. For example, see items 6 and 7. 2. The average male IQ is about 4 points higher than the average female IQ. Professor Rushton, that's R-U-S-H-T-O-N, looked at 50,000 SAT, that's student aptitude tests, that is US university entrance exams, for men, and 50,000 for women, and came to this conclusion. Independently, Prof. Lynn, that's L-Y-N-N, came to a similar result. You can YouTube these two names for details. 3. Males have a 10% higher IQ variance than women. Men's IQ scores are more spread out over the whole population, millions of people, so that the morons and the genii are males. So item 4 is to be expected. This is an example of the general principle of GMV, greater male variance, for any dimorphic species, that is where the male and female of the species have different shapes. It's a biology-wide phenomenon. 4. Men have won 99% of the science Nobel Prizes. Women have won a pathetic 1% of the science Nobel Prizes. That is almost no contribution to scientific knowledge. The genii are males. It's a similar story with mathematics. Virtually all the major math prizes, Fields Medal, Abel Prize, have been won by men. 5. Males have a much higher level of testosterone in their blood. The hormone testosterone makes men more aggressive, more ambitious, more dogged, more persistent, so they're much more likely to complete difficult tasks than women, who are more wishy-washy and give up more easily. It's therefore not surprising that men's performance record is greatly superior to women's. Look at the Who's Who books to see how dominant men are at achieving greatness. 6. The female contribution to world intellect is a few percent at best. The female contribution to world intellect is negligible. The term female philosopher is an oxymoron. When was the last time you had a truly intellectual conversation with a female? Women lack curiosity, travel far less than men, especially on their own. 7. Women invent almost nothing, create almost nothing, build almost nothing. Given that women have 10 billion fewer neurons in their brains, it's to be expected that women don't invent anything, build anything, create anything. Name a world-class classical music composer. Female, that is. Where are the female chess grandmasters, etc.? There's a long list of fields in which women contribute almost nothing in, due to their intellectual inferiority compared to men. I suggest you memorize these points and then use them as intellectual masculist ammunition when the time comes to prick the arrogant feminazi bubble of some insufferable fluffy feminist hypocrite who is too stupid to know the above and instead believes the feminazi is cyanide fairy PC bullshit that feminism has brainwashed into her. Good luck. Cheers. Prof. Dr. Hugo de Garis. Email profhugodegaris@yahoo.com. Website profhugodegaris.wordpress.com. YouTube channels de Garis Masculist, MGTOW Flyers, and Hugo de Garis. Ciao.